אתם עם SBS בעברית. We'll go to our next caller, and this is Edna in Sydney.
Shalom, Nitza.
Boker tov, Edna. Thank you very much for calling us. So tell us, Edna, how did you celebrate the Passover, and how are you coping with this coronavirus crisis?
Okay, so first of all, I would like to bring a ray of light to you, Nitza, and to everyone, to all the listeners. I celebrated alone with my partner, but we had a Skype call. So we could see my daughter in Sydney with her partner, my brother with his partner in Sydney, and my other brother in Tel Aviv. So we had a really very nice and happy reunion, sort of, for the Seder. And the next day, I had a reunion with my son and his family, my two granddaughters and my daughter-in-law, and my daughter-in-law's family, her mom and her two brothers and families. And it was lovely to see my granddaughters reading the Haggadah and singing together. It was really lovely.
That's good that you were able to use the technology to connect with your family in America and here in Sydney as well. So although you were alone with your partner, you were not lonely.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also the ray of light that I would like to bring is I got up on Erev Chag in the morning with all my thoughts that I was thinking for the last 2 weeks about the coronavirus and what's going on in the world. And all those thoughts just jumped into my head. And I said, I have to write them down before they all disappear. So I sat down and wrote a poem about it.
Would you like to read it to us?
Yes, that would be lovely.
Oh, thank you so much. So, that will be very different. Yeah. Yes. Let's hear what Edna's written about the coronavirus crisis.
So I call the poem A Ray of Light. Through the dark clouds of suffering, sickness, unimaginable loss of lives and loved ones, of losing jobs, businesses, income, livelihood, and sometimes hope, of hunger, loneliness, darkness, anxiety and depression, of empty streets, highways, and many shopping malls, of empty shops, workshops, factories, businesses, and office buildings, of empty schools, universities, schoolyards, and playgrounds, of empty parks, beaches, restaurants, cinemas, and theaters, of quiet, silence. And all that is staying still. There is a ray of light. Maybe it was enough of having a life of rushing and running with nowhere to stop, of buying and having with no time to enjoy, of wanting more of all with no limits in sight, of more, more, and more with no ability to stop. Maybe it was just too much of countless cars on the road with choked roads everywhere you go, of countless more cars around with no space for more, of great need for new roads with inability keeping up with building them all, of higher and higher buildings in sight and so much aspirations for higher and more. Of living in the fast lane, activities, shopping, holidays, and more. Of having it all and still wanting more and more. Of children having a toy shop at home and no time at all to enjoy it all. Of having so much without knowing how to stop and no time to enjoy. And with no fault of our own, it all came to a halt. It arrived so sudden, so fast to us all, it all just stopped. The world of rushing and running, no more. Through those dark clouds, a ray of light appeared. to show us another world that maybe we all need. Of quiet and peace and time to think, of nothing much to do, just have a rest and breathe. Of living with no rushing and running, a new way to live, of time to adjust as it's different. That's what it is. Of children and adults learning new ways to live, of enjoying each other and learning new skills, of learning and inventing new games to enjoy, being kids as nature intended it long ago. Of learning new simple skills, of parenting, cooking, and loving it all, of having time to sit down and relax, as there is nowhere to run to anymore. A ray of light appears to show us something new and much more. It may be hard to adjust to and not easy for all, but keep an open heart to accept this new world. Of nature rejoicing the quiet and peace, returning to it after so many years. Of all the rivers, oceans, and seas, without pollution, showing the real colors for us to see. Of whales, fish, and all who live in the sea, enjoying swimming in clean water and quieter seas. Of clear sky, clouds, and sunshine that appears every day now with no pollution in sight. A new world now appears in front of our eyes, a better world with more meaning and soul, let us hope. Follow the light, that ray of light. May it light your world and keep it always bright.
Edna, that was absolutely beautiful. Next week, I'm going to have also talkback show because I think that it's very important at this time to open the mic to you guys, to you listeners, to see what you have to tell us, share your experiences, bad or good. We learn also your good advice. We heard some very good advice on the program as well. We heard some cries for help. And our toll-free number is 1-300-799-323. Edna, thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.